Welcome back, everybody, to 23 Days to a Positive Mindset. And this has been really fun going through this journey with you. If this is the first time you're seeing this, you can always go back and look at day one and day two. We've covered some really good things so far. We covered, you know, what is your why and the importance of your why. And then we covered how nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. So kind of accepting that and then taking progress over perfection. And today, what I need you to do is this. I need you to grab a piece of paper and a pencil, and at any point in time that you want to pause this video and write down anything that we're going over or to kind of work along with us, feel free to do so. So in order to maintain a positive mindset, one of the things that we need to see is results. So a little while back, I came up with this formula to develop results, whether they be big results, little results, it doesn't matter. So we're gonna break this down, and I challenge you to write this out so that way you can actually take action and have some results in your life. So the way that it goes is decisions plus sacrifice plus effort equals results. So in order for us to get anywhere in our life, we need to get some sort of result. In order for us to get the result, one of the first things that has to happen is we have to make a decision in our mind, whether it be the decision to give something up, whether it be the decision to get better at something, or decision to move on from something. It really doesn't matter at all what it is. So at one point in time, we make a decision. So if you want to get some results in your life, the first thing that you would need to write down is that what it is that you want to accomplish, and physically making that decision in your mind on a piece of paper that I want to do this, I want to be here, and analyzing that decision that you have made. The next step is then from that decision that you're going to make, what are the sacrifices that you're going to have to give up in order to get to that end goal? So you can easily write down, you know, for example, I want to live a healthier life. What are some of the sacrifices that I would have to make? I would have to make a conscious effort to, you know, eat better. I would have to work daily workouts into my routine. So you're kind of seeing the sacrifices. So you're gonna have to sacrifice time from here, time from there. It really doesn't matter where it comes from, as long as it's all tailored towards the decision that you make. Then the next thing that you have to do is you have to put forth effort into that. Now, this is something that we all get overwhelmed with because we want to, you know, we're very impatient, especially the way that things are going these days, and we want to see results so quickly. But the fact of the matter is we got to put effort out on a daily basis in order to get to ultimately where we want to be. Now, if it's, you know, buying one less thing, you know, eating out at a fast food restaurant one less time, like that's effort. And through this, you will achieve the results that you're looking for. So in order to get to the results in your life, you know, to make this movement towards a positive mindset, right? So let's tie it to this, is that you want to have a positive mindset. That's the result that you're trying to have. In order to do that, you have to make that decision in your head and your mind that you want to live a positive lifestyle or have a positive outlook on lifestyle. Now, in order for you to do that, what do you have to do? Do you have to get some negative people out of your life? Get yourself out of a negative situation? Do you have to, you know, put yourself around positive people? People that are going to push you in the right direction, people that are going to pick you up and be that first instinct to when you come to a problem or anything like that, that you think in a positive light first. You know, sacrificing maybe spending time on some social media to working towards the things that you need to work on, because maybe that is one of the things that you're looking at, you know, and I'm not saying you have to get rid of it completely, but maybe that's one of the things that you're looking at and you're comparing yourself, so you're taking away your time from everything else, you know. And then the last thing is the effort. I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna say, today I'm gonna have a positive day, and then my efforts are gonna match that. I'm going to go into every situation that I can with a positive outlook. And look, that's where the challenge begins, is because everything's good when it always goes good. But when things go bad, that's when you need to look at yourself. That's when you need to look at the decisions that you're going to make or how that's going to affect your life and be like, this is it. This is where the challenge begins. I'm not going to let it get to me. And I'm going to have a positive outlook, or I'm going to get the positive out of the situation in order to correct it, in order to move on. So there you have it. Day 3, how to get results and have a positive mindset. Make that decision. Figure out what sacrifices and things you got to cut out of your life to get there. And every day, make the conscious effort to ultimately get to where you want to be. And that's achieving that positive mindset. So I hope that this was helpful. Like I said, if you've been hanging along with this series, I really appreciate it. And if you're new to this, don't be afraid to go back and check out day 1 and day 2. And if you have any questions, feel free to message me, drop them in the comments. I appreciate your guys' time for watching this video, and we will see you tomorrow.